Hello, my name is Cosmin Barsan, and I'm a software development engineer in test on the Office Development Platform team. And today, I'm going to talk to you about migrating your custom 2010 workflow solutions to SharePoint 2013. In this presentation, we'll start by reviewing the capabilities and limitations of SharePoint 2010 workflows, then walk through a simple custom code sample. Afterwards, we'll talk about the 2013 workflow infrastructure, some of its key differences from 2010. Finally, we'll demonstrate how to migrate our 2010 workflow solution to the new cloud model. So let's talk a little about the 2010 workflow platform. The 2010 workflow engine is tightly coupled to SharePoint. 2010 workflows are built as custom assemblies, which must be deployed on the box, either as farm solutions, which require box access, or as sandbox solutions, with restricted functionality. Depending on the solution type, 2010 workflows are executed either in W3WP, timer job, or user code process. Farm solution workflows are very powerful, with a full set of SharePoint APIs at their disposal, but this also places a lot of responsibility on the developer. Poorly designed full trust solutions can adversely impact server scalability and performance, and a deep knowledge of the workflow infrastructure is often needed to build effective and scalable solutions. Sandbox solutions are safer, since they are running a monitored, isolated process, but they can only leverage a small subset of APIs, which does not include arbitrary web service calls. Due to the resource and execution time constraints, they are not suitable for executing complex or expensive operations. 2010 workflow solutions are not resilient to failures. An intermittent server outage can break long-running business processes with no recovery capability. This again places a high burden on the developer to consider each and every possible failure during the development of the workflow. Now we are going to show a demo of our simple custom code workflow. Our scenario is as follows. We have a SharePoint list containing an inventory of items across different states, and we need a simple way to calculate the total cost of each item. We need custom logic to perform this calculation, since tax rates in the United States differ depending on which state you're in. So this is our custom 2010 sequential workflow. It consists of a single code activity. Let's take a look. And here is our custom code. We begin by retrieving the web object, and then the current list time that the workflow is running on. Afterwards, we retrieve the two properties from the item that we care about, the MSRP, which is the price for the item before tax, and the state. Afterwards, we calculate the price after tax. And finally, we update the price with tax field and the item to the new value. And down here, we have our custom logic for calculating the tax by state. We will look at that further later. But now let's run our workflow. This is our inventory list, consisting of several items. We begin by going to the workflows page. And here we have our 2010 calculate tax workflow, side by side with any other 2013 workflows we built. As we can see, the workflow ran successfully, and it updated the price of the item. Now let's talk about workflow in SharePoint 2013. Unlike 2010 workflow, the 2013 workflow engine is decoupled from SharePoint, interacting with SharePoint content using web services. As a separate component, it can scale independently. 2013 workflow is an extension of the cloud app model. SharePoint apps can leverage workflow technology to deliver comprehensive solutions. Workflow 2013 is built using XAML. No custom code assemblies are deployed to the farm. While 2013 workflow can't access the SharePoint full trust APIs, it can leverage the full set of REST APIs now available on SharePoint, built especially for cloud solutions. Now let's review some of the key differences between 2013 and 2010 workflow. The development experience in 2013 workflow goes far beyond what was available in 2010. We have a rich set of activities with flexible flow control and an improved, easy-to-use visual designer. The ready-to-use out-of-box activities allow you to leverage external web services for executing custom business logic independently from SharePoint. This makes it easy to build safe and scalable solutions in the cloud. Another benefit of 2013 workflow is resiliency. Unlike in 2010 workflow, when unexpected failure occurs, like a server outage, the 2013 workflow will suspend, entering a failure state that is recoverable. This gives the user an opportunity to fix the problem and attempt to resume the workflow from its current state. And no box access to the farm is required to develop or install 2013 workflow solutions. So how do we go about translating a custom code to 2010 workflow? Well, we take the custom logic and move it to an independent web service. If we're interacting with SharePoint, we leverage the rich set of out-of-box activities, providing the development experience. So let's take a look at how to convert our 2010 custom code workflow that we showed earlier. This is our custom 2010 workflow solution again. Over here, we have our custom business logic, which we use to calculate the tax by state. Now we're going to take this custom logic and move it to a WCF web service. This is a WCF web service with a single REST endpoint. Now that we've copied our custom business logic in here, we need to rebuild our solution and publish it back to IIS. Our independent web service is ready to be used now. Now we can go to our 2013 workflow and make a call to this custom service. This is our 2013 workflow. As you can see, the visual designer is far richer than what we had in 2010. But the set of operations we do remain the same. We begin just as in the 2010 solution by looking up the current item. And then we retrieve the properties from the item that we care about, MSRP and state, and we store them into two local variables. Afterwards, we build up the web service call. We start by putting together the URI for the web service. This is the web service we just published to IIS. It is independent from SharePoint. We are specifying the state MSRP variables as query string parameters to the web service. Now we use the HTTP send activity to make the web service call, and we take the response content and store it in a local variable. Afterwards, we cast the result we get from the web service to a double. And finally, just like in the 2010 workflow, we make an update list item call back to the current item and set the price with tax field to the price after tax local variable. Now let's take a look at how our workflow runs. This is our inventory list again, and we will go back to our workflows page. Now we'll try running our Calculate Tax 2013 workflow. As we can see, the workflow ran and completed successfully. In summary, the 2013 workflow platform brings a new level of flexibility and power to cloud development. It allows for the development of highly customizable solutions without the burdens associated with full trust code. Moving your existing solutions to the 2013 workflow platform is easy, and most custom logic will not need to be rewritten. By leveraging the rich set of activities and REST APIs provided in SharePoint, less custom code is needed for new solutions. And finally, the modular web service design allows developers to leverage out-of-box workflow retry and error handling, reducing the burden of building custom logic. Thank you for watching, and please visit reimaginespdev.com for additional content on migrating SharePoint solutions to the Cloud App model.